Greetings, my name is Charles Fishman. This is a short blog on my friend, Dr. Salvador Mnuchin, who died recently at the age of 96. He was still working avidly, preparing for a family therapy presentation to thousands of people at the Erickson Foundation in California. I've been fortunate enough to know Sal for over 40 years. He was a great therapist, a great inspiration, and a warm person. To use the words of Braulio Montalvo's daughter, Maria, Sal made everybody feel like they mattered. One of the things that has not been focused on in the lavish accolades for Salvador is that he was also a brilliant scientist. If you define a scientist as someone who discovers patterns in nature, Sal was indeed a scientist. The pattern he discovered is the concept of family structure. Structure is a concept that is an invaluably powerful tool for the clinician. In my mind, I see it as akin to the biopsy of the system. It gives an immediate map of what is the problem and what there is to do and what should be done with the family and their system. I asked Salvador many years ago how he came upon the idea of structure. He said, "I was influenced by medicine as I sought a way to describe families. I was looking for something like the structure of an organ, something of the heart, something that had perceivable architecture." Of course, the concept, he once said, has been misinterpreted with the criticism that I was describing a static system. My concept at the beginning was a concept that acknowledged that structures are ever-changing. He went on to say that I was interested in context. In Israel one day, I was watching some children playing. There were European, South American youngsters along with Turkish kids. I was struck by the differences in their structural contexts, which were vast, yet there were similarities in their family interactional patterns. Indeed, Sal's concept of structure over the years is a defining characteristic of his work and the work of many family therapists across the globe, myself included. In the 60s, the Mnuchin moved to New York City. There, Sal worked with Braulio Montalvo, Bernice Rossman, and others at the Wiltwyck School for Boys, which was a reform school outside of New York City. Kids mostly from Harlem or the South Bronx, very impoverished families. There he developed structural family therapy. And they published that work in their classic book, Families of the Slums. At one point, about 5 years ago, I was visiting and I asked him how he came across this innovative idea of working with families, innovative even today in many contexts. So I said, "I had a very smart secretary who would type my assessments. One day she said to me, 'You know, Dr. Mnuchin, you typed exactly the same thing for this boy a year ago.'" Sal said, "You know what? I said to myself, I've got to do something different. Let's bring in their families." The Mnuchins then moved to Philadelphia, where Sal became the director of the Philadelphia Child and Guidance Clinic. Some of his most innovative work was his work with psychosomatics, troubled families that had children with severe diabetes and anorexia nervosa. There he again looked at family interactional patterns within these systems. He developed with his colleagues the model of the psychosomatic system. One of the most innovative part of the work, parts of the work to me were their use of a family task, both at Wildwick as well as in Philadelphia. There were certain postulated interactional patterns that they tested with experimental and asymptomatic families to see whether the families manifested these patterns. Indeed, the family was the patient being analyzed. The videotapes of these family tasks were then scored by raters who didn't know whether they were experimental or asymptomatic families. That is, whether the families had conduct disordered children or psychosomatic symptomatology. One anecdote that I don't believe is in the literature, that at one point the doctors at the Children's Hospital referred a girl saying that they could find no reason for this girl's weight loss. They said it must be on the basis of psychological factors. The Mnuchin team did a family task, and they found that this girl's family did not have the characteristic psychosomatic family patterns, such as conflict avoidance, triangulation, overprotectiveness, and rigidity. The doctors went back to the researchers went back to the doctors in the hospital and said, you better look further. And indeed, the doctors did find that the girl had a pineal tumor. In contemporary treatment, two of these researchers have continued well into the next generation. The Maudsley method for treating anorexia is the standard worldwide for treating juvenile anorexia nervosa. In terms of conduct disordered children, multisystemic therapy and functional family therapy are considered to be based on Mnuchin's work, and they are utilized worldwide. In closing, Sal often used the metaphor of his many voices, the many voices of his mentors when he's working. His legacy today, in many ways, is that his voice is one of the many voices, and a loud voice, I suggest, of the countless clinicians worldwide. They have the gift, his gift, of this powerful lens, family structure. Innumerable families worldwide have benefited from Dr. Mnuchin, the scientist. On their behalf, I take the liberty of saying thank you, Sal Mnuchin.